This is a public service announcement. I don't even really know what that means. This is Josh the Shaman. I'm just out here being me and telling you, giving you all the wisdom that I got from all my failures and experiences with life, spirituality, and specifically with relationships and women. Relationships and women is my favorite topic to talk about because it is an enigma to most people, but it's the thing that is most misunderstood. It's hilarious because men don't understand women. Women don't understand men. And we are completely two different creatures. And it don't really match. Our brains don't. Well, they match because they're polarized. But they do not match in how they function. So what I'm talking about today is how men magnetize women and how they lose women. So this is specifically a podcast for men. Because men don't know what the hell is going on with these women out here. And women don't even know what the hell is going on with women out here. And that's the challenge. So men really think that women know what they want, but they don't. And they have to really, if they want to be good with women and they want to be good in a relationship, they really need to go back to primal days. You need to go back to basics of masculinity and femininity. I know a lot of dating coaches, they talk about alpha male. They talk about being an alpha male, which is just pure masculine, doesn't have any feminine in it. They talk about it's other dating coaches who go through a whole bunch of different techniques. It's super weird. And you try to be somebody that you're not, and you try to do hacky things to get the girl, and they just work exclusively on that. And then there's other guys who really have good talent, good skill, good ability, good natural game. That they've developed, but they just don't know how to teach what they've learned themselves. They have so much pain that they learn. So what I am is I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher on the highest level. And what it means is I can transfer the information that I got from myself to you because I can walk through your own thought processes and emotions and explain them and then explain exactly what to do and how to do it to how and what to do to release the negative and allow in the positive or the power is what I want to call it. Fuck positive. Release the negative and let in the power because you want power to speak your mind. You want power to be yourself. You want power to be present. You want power to walk forward in the face of fear. So let's start with this. Women do not know what they want. This is number one. Three things to know about women. Number one, women do not know what they want. Do not believe that a woman knows what they want. Don't even ask them don't try to please them either, because by trying to please them, you are literally doing the opposite of what they really want, because they don't know what they want. They think that they want a man to please them. That doesn't actually satisfy them. That doesn't actually fill them up. That doesn't make them wet. When you just try to please them, it does the opposite. But every man thinks that it's the other way. Why? Because they're thinking about themselves. You're thinking about your damn self. Okay? You think that since you want her to do what you want her to do, that she just wants you to please. She just wants you to please her. No, not how it goes. You just want a girl to please you. You're selfish. You're thinking of yourself. She don't want nobody to please her. She wants somebody to challenge her. She wants somebody to take her to another level. She wants somebody to just penetrate her life so much that she can't help herself. She wants to not be able to help herself and fall in love. So she sets situations up where she can fall in love and not help herself. She tries to go against you only because she wants to lose. She wants to not win. She wants to lose to your masculinity. She wants to have to submit because she has no choice. So some girls fake this, and when they're hopeless romantics, they'll act like they'll just do weird things with their body and their hair. They act like they're falling, or they act like they can't help themselves. They act like, oh, I don't really want to look at you like this, but I can't help myself. When girls really want to talk to you, they just make it so that it's like a movie. Like they're falling, because that's the imagination they had. They want to fall. They want to fall, but they can't fall for something that's not deep. They can't fall. Look, if you don't have any depth, she cannot fall. You know, so you have to be deep, meaning you have to really deeply know yourself. You have to really deeply care about yourself. You have to really deeply be present deeply in the moment here as deeply as possible, as absolutely as possible. Be present and deep here. That's number one. Number two. Masculinity, or sorry, about women. Number two about women. Women are reflections of the sun and light that you shine. Women are reflections of the light that you shine. So if a woman is fucking going nuts and she continues to go nuts and she never settles out, that means that you are shining an untrustworthy light to her. So when she starts to act up and she starts to go crazy, it's because you don't know what the hell you doing. You don't know where you going. You don't know what you want to do. You don't know your own emotions. You care about everybody else's opinion except your own. You don't know yourself. And she will show you that you don't know yourself because she's going to test you emotionally. She's going to say, I don't know where I am right now. I don't know how my emotions feel. It's not you. It's me. I'm just out with my girls right now. Let me see if I have time. I don't know if I have time. All of this weird shit she's going to test you with. Why is she going to test you with it? Because that's what she's designed to do. She tests your masculinity. So she just shines the light right back on you, or the shadow right back on you. So she don't know what she want to do. She's just a mirror to you. So when you make decisions in life and you decide to go forward and you decide to take control of your own life, then she's going to mirror back to your own confidence or your own insecurity. So this is an interesting thing, because as soon as you realize that she's testing you, and she will always test you, because testing and challenge equals expansion. What happens when you challenge your muscles every day? They get stronger. What happens when you challenge your mind every day? It becomes stronger. What happens when you challenge yourself to be more present every day? It becomes stronger. Your ability to do it becomes stronger. So that's the second thing about women. They are simply a reflection of you. And the third thing, and the final thing, is this. Women love a man who doesn't know and allows himself not to know. Women love a man who doesn't know and allows himself not to know. Here's what I mean. You don't know who you are. If you try to pretend and act like you know who you are, you're lying. First of all, she's going to notice that you're lying because you want to feel protected. You want to feel some type of certainty. Men are the people who have to deal with uncertainty. So it's a scientific fact. Basically, Corey Wayne explained this too. Scientific fact, women are more attracted to men who are confused about their emotions. Why? Because women are attracted to men who can be confident not knowing. It is the single most attractive quality to a woman. You don't even have to say, hey, I don't know. If you tell a woman, hey, I don't know, she's like, where are we living? I don't know. You don't know what the hell is going on. She says, hey, where are we going to eat? I don't know. Look, that's not the point. You really don't know when she asks you that question. What do you want to eat? I don't fucking know what I want to eat. I don't know. But what happens when men make decisions, even though they don't know? They move forward despite not knowing. What happens when that happens? She gets turned on and she just follows the suit. You don't know what the hell is going on, but you do. You walking in anyways. I don't know what this is. I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what God got planned. I don't even know what my name is. For real. And guess what? I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to live anyway. I'm going to shine anyway. I'm going to do whatever it is that I'm doing. I'm doing it. And that's what they love. They love a man who's comfortable not knowing and allowing himself not to know. But despite not knowing, make decisions anyways. Move forward anyways. Shine anyways. Live anyways. It's life. They love this. They love it. They love it. So The big thing that we want to do as men is we want to remember these three facts. Women don't know what they want, number one, so don't ask them. Number two, women are simply a reflection of your energy. And number three, women are attracted to men who do not know and are comfortable not knowing. It's funny because even if you make a plan and it's a possibility of the plan failing, okay, good, because I don't know if it's going to succeed or not, but I'm confidently going into it anyway without thinking twice. I know where I'm going, but I don't know where I'm going. Both. It's this ambiguity. It's this ability to be both things that they attracted to. It is a complete man.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.